Good morning, Aggieland. It's Waterful Wednesday. This week, we're taking a closer look at your utility bill. For some listeners, the water bill is separate from other utilities, but for Bryan or College Station customers, all services are on the same bill. Knowing how to read your bill is important so you can understand what's normal usage for you and when you might be using too much. On a College Station bill, you'll see a line item labeled MGW. The M is from the Latin for mille, meaning thousand, because College Station's billing unit is thousands of gallons of water. The number before the MGW is how many thousands of gallons were used. For example, 5 MGW is 5,000 gallons of water. Pay close attention to that number, because if you have a family of four and you're using more than 10,000 gallons or 10 MGW in the winter, you may have a leak, inefficient appliances, or maybe you're irrigating? Surely not. Next, you need to know how your bill is calculated. Your total water charge includes the meter charge, which is a flat fee per month, and a volumetric charge, which varies based on how much water is used. All the water utilities in Brazos County, including College Station, use what's called an increasing block rate structure, meaning the more water you use, the more you pay for that next unit of water. More than half of College Station's residential water customers are in the lowest tier year-round, but a small percentage are consistently in the highest tier. If that's you, I can help you save water. A consumption graph or comparison table is a quick way to spot usage trends. In the middle of the page on a College Station bill, you'll see a table that shows use for the current month compared to the previous month, as well as the same period last year. For the typical College Station water customer, your monthly water cost works out to just under 35 cents for 100 gallons of clean, pure water delivered straight to your faucet whenever you need it. I'm your host, Jennifer Nations. Tune in next time for more ways to be a water geek.